Hello and welcome to Hockey Development Talk. Today I have Matt Godden from Sheffield HC. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. Gary, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Good. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. So we'll get straight into it. Do you want to explain your role at Sheffield Hockey Club?
Yeah, so around about this time last year, maybe 9 months ago, I was appointed as Hockey Development Officer for Sheffield Hockey Club. Which involves a wealth of things, really. So as part of that, I oversee the junior hockey club program that we deliver, help with the pathway from junior into senior hockey, which is something the club identified as wanting to be more successful with. I help with our in-club coach development, and then spanning outside of the club, do some work with local schools and the community, and the first port of call for new members and new players. And then I've been able to deliver a little bit on pitch as well as part of the role. So it's been all encompassing this year.
Yeah, a fairly detailed role within that. So that's pretty useful. Just to clarify, the role is obviously a paid role as well. So
Yeah,
which is great that the club have managed to obtain some funding to help create this role and move it forward, which is brilliant. Okay, so I suppose really let's go all the way back to you, a little bit about yourself. Do you want to talk about yourself, you in hockey? Sort of how did you sort of end up getting to this role? You know, when did you start playing, education around it, etc.?
I mean, I've always played hockey myself since a very young age. I went to the University of Sheffield in 2010. So spent probably seven seasons playing for Sheffield University Bankers.
Right.
Which is the other club in Sheffield. And then last season was my first one at Sheffield Hockey Club. I moved over really with ambition to play National League. So that's what led to my move. And at the end of last season, I came out of the teaching profession to do what is now a part-time master's in advanced sports coaching at Sheffield Hallam University. So the hockey development officer role just ties in really nicely with what I'm doing outside of hockey, which is that part-time master's. So
brilliant.
Be where I am now.
Okay. So when you took over this role here, had you done much club work previously? Were you involved at Bankers or before you came, well, when you were at university, before you came to university, with much sort of club work or not?
Not really. So I've had some captaincy positions and been involved a little bit on, you know, committees as a result of that, but not on the same scale that I'm doing now. So it's relatively new.
Excellent. So, I mean, this really was throwing you in the deep end, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, exciting.
Yeah. And I suppose when you think about the development role itself, obviously some of that role is around school engagement, is around getting the youngsters into the club. Your teaching background would have helped with that, I assume?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm probably most comfortable from the teaching background working with children. So the scope that gives me to go into schools and to go and advertise myself to schools as a hockey coach, but also having, you know, a reasonable understanding of how school life works has been helpful. And then, it's kind of there's definitely crossovers between coaching hockey to children and then teaching in a school. It's been good. It's been a definite advantage, I think.
Yeah, agreed. So, I think if we'll just quickly touch on the usual sort of statty stuff that I like to go through. So obviously way before you came into the club, 2012, to just after London, there was a slight rise at Sheffield Hockey Club. They went from sort of 280 to sort of 318. And then after that, it was just been a gradual sort of rise, 350, and then always stalled around about the 400 mark. I know that obviously since you've then been in, we've gone to sort of 469 and now well over 500 actual members. And then we've got this virtually 200 children involved in a schools program. So I think engagement-wise, we can see there's been a huge shift within the hockey club, sort of increasing its membership base and looking at it. It's been a lot around juniors. It's been a lot of junior increase. So
yeah, it's a big section for the club, the junior section now.
Yeah. So do you want to talk around the different sections then? So obviously some of the work that you do within that, and then we can sort of dig a bit deeper.
Yes, I mean, we run 8 senior men's sides. We've got 5 senior women's sides and then a mixed development side as well, which has really taken off this season, actually. And then we have about 15 junior teams that play in the Youth Yorkshire Hockey League.
Right, wow.
So it's the junior stuff happens at the moment all on a Sunday morning. So we have an under-8 training session, and then under-10s all the way through to under-16s are entering teams into the Yorkshire Youth Hockey League. And we've probably got now, I'd say, around 14 on either side, 14 juniors who have to be older than 13 that are participating regularly on the men's and women's side of the club. So that's a real positive, actually, moving forward. That pathway to senior hockey in the club seems to be getting clearer, I think. I think in the past, perhaps, you played senior hockey if your parents were involved, or you know, you knew about it because of your adult links, whereas now, I do think that just being in the junior section is a lot more obvious where the route is into playing on a Saturday as well.
Okay, so how have you done that? What have you done? So clubs are listening to this and thinking, do you know what, that's an area that is of concern in our club, or actually it's not as good as it could be. What did you do? You've been involved now for, we'll just say, roughly a year.
Yeah.
What have you done with that element there then within that pathway?
So a couple of things. I think the mixed development squad, which we have, which always plays as a Badgers team, was at the start of the season, we were struggling because we didn't have anyone to run it. We didn't really have any adults to play in it. And from that position, it's become a real strength of ours. So we've had a willing parent volunteer who we're very, very grateful for, said, look, I can run the admin of this side, but I don't know a great deal about the hockey and about the playing. And what's basically ended up happening is that Debbie, who's run it, has done a brilliant job of putting the team together. And then it's been members of the men's first team predominantly. We've had 3 each week that have gone, because our the men's ones games are a Saturday evening or a Sunday, have gone with that development squad in the morning on a rotation and played with those juniors. And we've made that into a mixed squad now. And I mean, the impact that has been huge, because the juniors know who these senior players are. They've been wanting to come and then watch some of the men's first team games. And it's just led to, parents recognising members of the senior club. So that's been a real positive, and just tying the club into being one club rather than 2 separate sections. So as a result of that, as kids have turned 13 this year, they have just filtered into our adult teams.
Wow.
That's been a real positive this year.
Okay.
We've had more seniors coming and getting involved with the junior section as well on a Sunday morning. So the ladies' side have been particularly good in that. The ladies' first team, who I coach, there's been plenty of volunteers to come down on Sunday mornings, particularly at the start of the year when we were a little bit less established with who was coaching who. So that's been good. And then it's been, I know this is something that you talk about quite a lot, but interaction with parents has been a big thing. Just as I said before, if you had a parent in the senior section, it was a pretty seamless pathway into senior hockey, but maybe less so if your parent wasn't playing.
Yeah.
So we have to look at how we can engage more with parents so that we're able to have these conversations with them about Saturday hockey.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I mean, a couple of big ticks there is the parental engagement, which we'll ask you in a second about sort of a few bits that you might have done there. But then obviously men's first team players, it's, how often do we hear of that sort of side of a club really giving a huge amount back? I know a few clubs that I've spoken to in the past have said, actually, the first team have been brilliant. They're giving loads back to juniors. And then you go to other clubs where they go, don't really offer much, expect the world, blah, blah, blah. I think you've got a really good mix there of people that have gone, understand the cause, really want to help the club and move it forward. And how great is it that these kids have the opportunity to play with a couple of those players every week? And we're lucky in Yorkshire that the league that they do run in, that Badgers League, obviously the adults, they really do support the team. They don't take over. And pretty much every game I've seen with different clubs involved, you've barely noticed the adults on the pitch. They're not running the show, which is great to watch.
Yeah. It's been really good, and the first team lads have come back and said, you know what, they actually really enjoyed playing because they feel like they're contributing to the club. And then, you know, you see some of these lads coming, and girls actually come ball boy or watch the men's first team game. It's just nice. It's just a nice atmosphere that's been created off the back of it.
Yeah. It's good. So parents wise, what specifically have you done to try and engage them? Have you had meetings? Did you sort of just casually chat one by one in small group? How have you done it?
A little bit. I mean, I tried as part of my role on a Wednesday evening. I was given a time on the pitch and a quarter of the pitch, which was called the HDO slot. So initially, I used those slots to go through and give each of the junior age groups a slot, just so I could get to know the juniors. But following that, when I'd kind of been through all the juniors, I thought, what are the next steps? And obviously, engaging with parents was a big thing we wanted to do. So I created this parent play session in that 8 or 9 slot, which has grown really steadily throughout the year. So I just emailed out to our junior mailing list and put it on our social media. Just said, look, it's a session for parents to come and either, almost like a back to hockey, really, but just maybe a little bit more of a comfortable environment. They could come with a friend or, you know, someone they've stood on the sidelines with, and come and give it a go. Either come and play for the first time ever or first time since school or whatever it might have been. And just an hour session on a quarter of the pitch. And we started with single figures. We probably first session had about 8. It wasn't every week. We probably did 6, I think, throughout the second half of the season. By the last session, I had close to 30 parents coming and giving hockey a go. So that's been really positive because, you know, from the club's point of view, if those parents, some of them join the club or join our back to hockey, which runs alongside women's fives next year, that's absolutely superb. If they want to get involved and help with the junior section, that's brilliant. If it's just that we've got some more people active and involved in our sport, that's great as well. So that's been a real real positive that's come out of that HDO slot, actually, I think, giving the parents.
That's good. So is there plans to keep that going all year round so that parents can just drop in, or is it going to change again?
I do want to keep it going a little bit. I'd also like to make it a little bit of a segue so that some of those parents, after they've had a few parent play sessions, do drop into our back to hockey, which does run on a Wednesday night. So it's almost a bit of a taste or an introduction, but I would like to keep it going. There's a demand for it. So we need to have a look at pitch time next year and training slots might move around a little bit, but it's something I want to keep going next year. Yeah.
Do you charge them parents or is it?
No, it's just been a come and play almost as part of the subscription that you pay for your son or daughter to be part of the club. This is an option for them to come and get involved in.
Okay. Has it predominantly been females, males, where, or a mix? Or
it's been a pretty steady mix, actually. Probably slightly heavier females, but not by much.
The aggressive mums need that hour to come out. Yeah, is that what it is? That's the only hour that they get aggressive.
Wives playing against each other was a little bit interesting at times as well.
Okay, so what have those sessions looked like? Have they been just predominantly mini games, or have you actually done some kind of technical work with them as well?
Not really, just plenty of time on the ball, me and my ball time, a little bit of gameplay stuff, but really small-sided games, similar to what we'd look to do actually with our juniors, I think. Just try and give people plenty of time on the ball to get familiar with it. Again, most people most parents came and said, I've played hockey, you know, 30, 40 years ago on grass. So you just need to give them some time on the ball. So we did plenty of time, you know, ball would be two or ball to yourself. And I think people have enjoyed it. They certainly want to do it next year. So that's been
good. That's good. Okay. Junior wise then, you were mentioning earlier there that the ladies come in and have helped a little bit and some other people have come in. There's been a growth there. So do you want to talk about the junior section sort of development? What have you done there to sort of increase the number of volunteers and make the junior section a bit more viable in some respects?
Yeah, so I mean, it is the age-old challenge, isn't it, getting people down on a Sunday morning to come and volunteer. We've got some fantastic club members that come and help out every week. We could always do with more, and it is something that remains a challenge. But we've had a boys and a girls team in every age group from under 10 to under 16 playing in the Yorkshire Youth Hockey League. Most have had their own sort of manager. Most teams have had their own manager who's helped with the coaching as well. Some teams have had others drop in. So senior club members do some coaching regularly. And then others just had people come and help out on a bit more of an ad hoc basis. So some of the older juniors, the under-16s, maybe just turned under-18s, have been quite good at coming helping with the under-12s and below, which has been a positive. That's something I want to look to continue next year. You know, children who, or older children doing their Duke of Edinburgh or whatever it might be at school, looking for some volunteer hours is an area that I think the club can benefit.
Mm.
And then the other thing we've had, we were lucky that Malcolm Pratt has been almost our in-club support to coaches this year. So just to help coaches feel more comfortable in what they're delivering. He did a little bit last year, but his role's become a little bit more official. He's just there as a sounding board and a help to people who coach who might not feel massively comfortable with delivering a session to help out. He'll come and help out delivering it, or just be a sounding board, as I say, for what they might deliver over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously then your role then is then within that has been to facilitate all the developments throughout. So was it did you go all the way back to the bottom end and just go, look, really want to increase the base here, set out sort of vision, values to people? How did that sort of go? Where did you start?
It's interesting, actually, that I was appointed in, I think, July it was. So the junior setup had been pretty much established for the September. And obviously being new to it, I didn't want to come in and rip everything up before I knew what was going on. And teams do run successfully. What I've kind of noticed this year is that they're all quite separate entities. So they run successfully on their own. What I'm looking to do now and for next year is really establish as a junior section, what are we about? What is it that we're trying to provide? So we've had a couple of meetings at the back end with coaches and people who are involved at the back end of this season to try and launch really what is the club, the junior club, looking to do next season. Are we about, you know, winning at all costs and trying to take as much silverware home as possible? Or is it about something different to that? So for next season, we're looking to produce a pack, basically, that will go to parents, to coaches, to children, to say what the hockey club is looking to offer our junior section. So for new members can have the same thing. And we want to be about the development of individuals. It's not really for us about winning. You know, that might come, but it's really about developing the individuals, creating a love and an enjoyment of it, so that they want to go and play senior hockey. And that, essentially, around that is what we're looking to produce and just make sure that everyone understands.
Yeah, no, it's good. Okay, and then access to coach development, have some of them gone on, some of the people that are currently in, have they gone on and done like engaging games and stuff like that?
Yeah,
I can't know the answer to this. I don't know why I've asked you that, really, because I kind of know that they have. So what I will say is that some of them have gone on and done engaging games, haven't they, and then come back to the club. So it's been a few anyway.
Yeah, and the club's quite good with supporting that process as well, of getting our coaches onto those courses and advertising. Mm. So yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a good course to go on. People come back and they have a load of new ideas that they're excited to implement.
Yeah. And I think some of that then is your role then to try and sort of slow it down a touch. You know, you're not going to change the world in one session. So they need to understand that. And I think that's where you've definitely, from what I know, been sort of really good at doing that. Okay. Good. So we've kind of talked about junior there. What about teenage sessions? What goes on there? The under-8s, under-10s, under-12s is often run really well in a lot of clubs. There's often some really good stuff. And then because the kids are then trying to merge into adult teams and then they've still got to play in their own age groups, how do you as a club sort of deal with that? Because I think that's a real tricky area for some clubs.
Yeah, it is. I mean, some of the, especially under-16s, they've got a lot of things going on. You throw your exams into it as well that happen around now. So, I mean, like I said before, making the under-16s in particular, but more so the under-14s, aware of what is actually on offer in the senior hockey has been a big thing. And then I think we're lucky that the juniors at under-14, under-16, a lot of them have come through. Like you say, our under-8s, under-10s, under-12s are pretty strong. So the ties that they have as teams and with each other, just without us really doing anything, seem to be quite strong. And the boys and girls seem to really enjoy playing and enjoy being part of it. It's just something that they are that they've grown up with almost, and they seem to want to carry on. which is just, it's nice, it's a nice environment. I know the under 16 girls in particular, we've got photos of them as under 10s, and the team's pretty much the same. They've gone all the way through. And then there's some of those that are now playing in our, even in our ladies' first team as well, and throughout the ladies' ones, twos, threes. They're those homegrown players. So yeah. I don't know, it's almost a difficult one. I don't actually know if we do anything different. It's just that...
Do you offer a specific training time for the under 14s then? Is there a...
The way it's run this year, that it goes... So the under 8s and 10s go at 9 o'clock till 10 on a Sunday morning. Yeah. And then it rolls all the way through. So under 12s, boys and girls have half a pitch each from 10 to 11 all the way through till 1 o'clock with the under 16s. Well, next year, we do want to try and make... Well, just for the... I's to be dotted and the T's to be crossed, but we want to move the under 16 training to a midweek, right, which would be a new move for the club, because we've done all juniors on a Sunday morning for a long time.
Yeah,
by moving it to the under 16s initially to kind of see how it goes, we've consulted with parents and people seem to be quite up for the idea, but mm-hmm. it just opens up some new people who can come and coach. It means that senior players who are, you know, their training will be afterwards. Basically, the under-16s train from 6 till 7. The senior players will be hopefully available just to come and help out in that 6 till 7 session. And as under-16s, they see the senior training happen afterwards, or they get involved straight away afterwards, and they feel like they are, you know, older, I think. They feel like they are the under-16s, yeah. the segue into the senior hockey, rather than coming on after the under-12s and the juniors.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. If it's successful, then that's something we might look to increase going forwards, move the under-14, stagger it. We don't want to go too quickly and move everything all at once, but it's a move that we're potentially just looking to make, because I think it could make a big difference.
Mm. No, I agree. It definitely could make a difference. Obviously, I imagine at junior competitions as well hinder some of that training time. So,
yeah.
Some other, you know, if they're moving it to midweek, they're guaranteed to always have training followed by some kind of competitions regularly,
yeah.
rather than at the moment, it's either a competition or you train. So, yeah, which again is, I know that other clubs have had that issue with as well. So other clubs have had issues with, well, not necessarily issues, but then had to move it from Sunday because that's when county or development and academy centre, as it now is, training. But actually, yeah. for South Yorkshire, that's now a Friday night, isn't it? They've gone away from the traditional going to run our academy or development centre on a Sunday to a Friday night, which is good. And you have a really good progression of not only coaches into South Yorkshire, but also players into South Yorkshire as well, don't you?
Yeah, do. Actually, three coaches from our club have been involved with the South Yorkshire Academy Centre stuff this year.
Yeah.
Good for the kids as well. They have familiar faces when they're at AC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. And for you, how have you found promoting that? Because I know there's been an increase in numbers from the club going across. Not a huge, but do you feel that parents are now understanding the player pathway better, so that's helping you promote it?
In time, hasn't it? I mean, it's still relatively new, but I do think parents understand how it all works. Seems to be a clearer picture than it was a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
Parents. So, yeah.
That's good. Okay, so that covers a little bit of the role. So that covers sort of, you know, a bit about juniors that you've done there, and then how you've sort of integrated parents. Other bits then that you've sort of done along the way. You mentioned earlier about back to hockey, linking that to the ladies' fives. We can talk about that if you want.
That pre-existed me, to be fair. I just think my major role this year has been that parent play, and then trying to just get some more people onto the pitch to hopefully filter into that back to hockey.
Yeah.
So back to hockey is there and running, and that has been before my time, and that's great. I think it's my role has been more trying to push for people to be in that rather than setting it up.
Yeah. So. So schools, you've gone out to schools, and obviously that's taken some admin time, that's taken some development time. So what did you do? You came in, you've gone, all these local schools are near Abbeydale. Why aren't we going in them? So then, I suppose.
You look at our junior section and there's a lot of similar schools that the kids come from, which is great, but it also means that there's a number of schools, particularly the primary schools that are around the area, that we're not tapping into, or that we don't have as many members from as maybe we ought to or should.
Yeah.
So I was appointed in July, which gave me a few weeks really before the schools finished for the summer to try and just make some contact and say, look, is some delivery of hockey in your school something that you'd be interested in? I think to get junior players to come, you need to go to them and deliver it, really. I think you can and drop off flyers, but it's just a completely different experience if you can offer them some hockey and then say, there's more of this available.
Yeah,
so off the back of those conversations, I think there's been 5 schools this year that either myself or there's been another member of the club being able to go in and deliver sessions at the schools. Sometimes they've cut, well, quite often it's been on the playground on a bit of concrete with the quick sticks, balls and sticks. But it's beginner stuff, and they've really enjoyed it. And we have gained members as a result of going into schools, which is really what we were looking to do, got more people into the sport.
Okay.
But yeah, looking to grow that again next year. We've got our South Yorkshire Sports Development Group has got their primary schools competition happening at Abbeydale on the 7th of May. So that gives us, again, another opportunity to speak to people from schools and say, look, is this coming in and delivering hockey something that you might be interested in?
For sure. So let's just take it back a step. You contacted the schools. Some said yes, some said no. Was it a one-off session? Has there been like a block of sessions? Was there a taster session for then the schools to go, yeah, this is good, will they do it? What happened there?
So for most schools, it was, as I said, it was really late in the year. There's only a couple of weeks left. So it was a case of coming in September and delivering. I think all the schools just signed up to a half term initially, so around about sessions, to then see whether it's something they want to pursue and continue with. And I think in all the schools that we were involved in, they wanted to carry it on. So a couple now, we're down to 3 schools now because summer term sports that are being offered have changed. But it was a positive that the schools all wanted to keep that going all the way through until at least Easter. And then in 2 Sheffield primary schools, we're still going. Right. And the numbers have just grown and grown and grown as well. We said with the affiliate numbers that you've got, I think it was around 120 that we were delivering to in September, October time. And it's now up to closer to 180, I think. So
probably nearer 200 really when you look at it. So, which is, you know, from what that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And obviously percentage wise, you've got kids coming along, which is, you know, it's a long, hard slog, isn't it? So when they're at the school, is there an offer to join the club to start with? Is it like come and have a go for free to start with? 5 sessions for something, or how do you work?
Because I'll be down there on a Sunday morning, so I'll recognise the children that I'm delivering to. So I say to parents, you can come and give it a go for a session, see what you think, speak again and see whether it's something that they'd want to continue. It depends a little bit on the point in the season as to how we've gone with the membership fees, but we've been able to talk to on a case-by-case basis, really.
Yeah, but session one's always been come and have a go first.
One, come and see what you think. And then they've all, you know, there's the nerves when they first arrive at a new environment, but actually they've all got stuck in and all they've all come back again.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Good retention. So nice. Yeah. Okay. And then with all of the schools that you've had, have you ever tried to bring them all together to Abbeydale to have like a festival type of day, or has that just not really been feasible this year?
It's not happened yet. It is something that we want to look at doing, definitely. And it's something that we've spoken to schools about, saying, would you be interested in this happening? So we've got the tournament on the 7th of May actually involves a lot of the schools that we deliver in, although we've not set it up. It's been, it's Yorkshire Sport that set it up, but it's kind of what we would have looked to set up ourselves. But it is something we might look to do in future, definitely.
Yeah, I certainly know that other clubs have done it. One before Christmas, one just after Christmas, and then one around now. But the one around now is often linked to the school games, which is what you're talking about, the school games competition. So at least then that when they're coming to this sort of, whatever we want to call it, competition, tournament, festival, the kids have already experienced it previously. So it's not like nerve wracking. It's not sort of like, oh my, you know, it's not a big thing. And a lot of the other festivals are non-scoring festivals. So it's not like nobody leaves going, oh, these won or these, there's nobody really known. The only one that it is obviously because the school games is a competition. So
yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So I think that really covers the school program nicely, and it just shows that a little bit of work, it was a little bit of work, but it was a little bit of admin work in the fact of you had to make some emails, you've had to make some calls, but
yeah,
it was late in the year, but it was really good.
Yeah, schools really are open to, in my experience, open to having sports clubs come in. You see, I go in and I see other sports there as well, you know, cricket going on in those schools, and it's something that I think if you can commit the time to it, if you've got someone to commit the time to it, you really can reap the rewards.
Yeah, and they're obviously prepared to pay. They have their primary school premium budget, which is all about bringing in experienced coaches to not only deliver to the kids but to upskill the staff. And I know that's something that once you get into the school, they actually quite like to have it set out, so as you found, it's not just been for one term, it's then been for X amount of terms across X amount of classes, teachers coming in, they're learning, you're sharing. It's great. It is a great way of getting that to work. Okay, any other elements of the role that we've not touched on here, I suppose?
We've worked at where else we could increase participation this year. Yeah. So something that really we're looking to get going, hopefully in the springtime now, it might roll into September, but Flyers hockey, we've worked with Rotherham Hockey Club this year to try and get Flyers off the ground, which is disabled hockey. It's ongoing, basically, our work on that. Because at Abu Dhabi, we don't own our pitch, so there's a lot of sessions were booked in, whether it was already hockey or football. I had that HDO slot, which was 8 till 9 on a Wednesday evening, which wasn't ideal, but we have done a lot of the background work. So we're looking at hosting potentially like an open day for Flyers to try and increase participation there. And then walking hockey is the other one that we'd like to try and get going as well. We've run almost a trial 4 sessions in April. We had a little bit of interest in, but I think by moving the under 16s to a midweek and opening up some time on a Sunday, I think that might be the time slot where we can most, we can use it for either walking hockey or Flyers hockey. And Sunday morning seems a more reasonable time than 8 or 9 on a Wednesday evening to get some more hockey being played.
Mm. That's good. Good. And it's nice that you've created a link with another South Yorkshire club to try and get a Flyers club working.
Devil Hockey Club. So it's been good. Actually, it's been good. It's good to work with Rotherham, David Woodward at Rotherham. It's been good. Devil Hallam University have been active in that as well.
And I know from a recent discussion that actually it may be that you also look at to the university as well, and what students are at the university that might want to access Flyers, because obviously there may be that as well. So there may be students with disability that are at university that aren't able to access hockey or other sports in a way. And that was sort of something that we came out of a meeting I had recently. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. So there's definite potential to sort of develop the Flyers section. So realistically, you know, there's in 9 months, mate, you've done a fair bit of work. There's been a fair bit of work that's happened. The hockey club's developed in numbers. It's developed in sustainability with more coaches and volunteers and parents sort of helping out. So I think that's a real positive. So a big high five to you on that one. There's been some huge developments. I think I'd just ask now, future for you. Obviously, you've come out of teaching, you're doing your master's. What's the future for you within this role? Is there another year you're going to carry on for the year?
So, I mean, the master's I'm doing is part-time. So I'll be doing the same thing next year with regards to the hockey development officer role. And actually with Hallam, I think going forwards, for both the club and the university, so I'm involved in the Hallam Uni Hockey as well, as I've done a bit of coaching and playing this year, is to maybe formalise this kind of link that the club, I mean, it's already there, but as an HDO, thoughts are going on with Hallam about maybe trying to have some sort of overview of Hallam University, Sheffield Hallam University Hockey Club, as well as Sheffield Hockey Club.
Yeah.
Just largely on a participation level. We were very strong, particularly at the top end of the men's club, at bringing in students to play, but I think we could be better at advertising and encouraging students who are just wanting to participate in hockey to come and play lower down in the club.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's something that hopefully this role will evolve into, overseeing both the university and the club next year. But yeah, just continuing from the club point of view, continuing the work that started this year.
Mm. No, that's good. It's good. Now, any other club work that you've sort of looked at and you've spoken to the committee around, and you think, right, that's something else I'm going to take on next year, or are we just trying to sort of sustain what we've currently started, because it's a bit of a monster that you've already started anyway. So
yeah, I think the Flyers and the Walking Hockey is something that will be next year. I mean, we've done some of the background work to it, but that's really something we want to move on to next. It'll be next year that's actually put into practice.
Yeah.
So it's just a case of really sustaining where we already are. Can we get into a few more schools? Can we really get Walking Hockey and Flyers off the ground and then continue with what else we've been doing?
Mm. No, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Look, I think it's a real positive that where the club's been, and it's been a great move in bringing you in, bringing the role in. It's definitely helped with all elements of the club, and it's been really pleasing to work with you on that. So, you know, just wish you the best of luck carrying on with it. I know that summer's a busy time as well, and there's loads of stuff going on at the club. It doesn't just stop. And you've got some work
summer
to
league
do.
Starts, summer league starts this week, first summer league fixtures, again, which we've had a good update for. We've got a youth team running. There's two or three other teams from the clubs that are going. And again, that provides some links with other South Yorkshire clubs as well. Bankers come and play.
Yeah.
That's going on. And then all the junior stuff, junior academies can start running and camps. And then before you know it, we're back into pre-season.
Yeah. Never ending. Okay. So look, Matt, top work. It's really pleasing to hear. Be great to get other people from other clubs listening to this and sort of maybe taking a bit from it, sharing some of their stuff, maybe even connecting with yourself. So social media wise, you on social media?
I am, yeah, and as is the hockey club, Instagram and Twitter, and I'm on there at Matt Godden. So yeah, I'm very happy to link up with any clubs, really.
Brilliant. Okay. Amazing. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Gary. See you soon.
No worries. Cheers. Bye.